air and naval forces of the United States launched a series of strikes against terrorist facilities.
Pan Am Flight 103 crashed into the town of Lockerbie.
The ascension exit.
Showtime presents Homeland.
Aggression against the
Claire Danes, Damian Lewis, Morena Baccarin, David Harewood, Diego Clattenhoff, Jackson Pace, Morgan Saylor, and Mandy Patinkin.
I'm just making sure we don't get hit.
Grainy black and white images of the World Trade Center burning.
Thousands of people running.
We must, and we will. Remain vigilant.
A sign for the George Bush Center for Intelligence.
What the fuck are you doing?
Fuck, I missed something once before. I can't.
It was 10 years ago.
Everyone missed something that day.
Everyone's not me.
Carrie listens on headphones. Brody looks out at Capitol Hill. A helicopter flies overhead.
Previously on Homeland.
I appreciate you looking out for Jessica. Like you did while I was gone.
You are my friend! You...
Carrie here.
It's me.
Where are you?
I'm taking some time. From home.
Carrie and Brody are at the cabin.
I know they have oatmeal, but no Yorkshire gold out here in the sticks. Sorry.
How do you know the tea I drank?
Did you spy on me? You are a spy, right?
You're telling me the fucking CIA thinks I'm working for Al-Qaeda?
I think you're working for Al-Qaeda.
We have a deal with Eileen.
What did she tell you?
They were just told to buy the house, go about their business till a visitor arrived, which he did on Monday. She's sitting with a sketch artist right now.
Ask me anything.
Why did they kill Walker and not you?
I killed him.
Galvez, you up there?
Affirmative.
Face the airport, Galvez. We're looking for direct targets.
Reserve M1.
That's a landing pad for Marine One.
Oh, shit.
A mile is well within a sniper's range.
An expert sniper.
Saul.
We were wrong about Brody. A POW was turned, but it wasn't him. Eileen just ID'd Tom Walker. He's alive. He's the terrorist.
The glare of car headlights at night. A man sits by the roadside.
Help! Home is ready. Hey. I fought your war. Iraq, ring a bell?
Hey, come on, man. Hungry.
Miss, ma'am.
It's Tom Walker carrying a homeless sign and begging from cars.
Nah.
A woman offers him money.
Thank you.
God bless you. God bless the little children. Thank you, little man. All right.
As the cars start to move again, Tom runs back over to the roadside, where he sits down, then turns to look at the white dome of the Capitol a short distance away. The lights change to red again.
Yo! Hungry here!
He runs over to a car with diplomatic plates. As he leans into the car, the back window winds down, and a man with a graying beard looks out at him and hands him some money. Tom takes it. The man winds his window up again. Tom goes to sit back down and unfurls the dollar bill. Taped to it is a key and the address of a storage unit. Tom stares at it for a long moment.
Is this the man you saw? Your father?
A drawing of Tom.
Is this your office?
Yeah, this is my office.
I thought you were a spy.
I guess, in a way.
How can you spy on anyone sitting in here?
Lucas, come on. Just, what did we agree?
That everything had to be secret.
Right, and what else?
You get the extra questions first. Why'd you do that? Touch your nose.
He told me he'd seen his father at school, watching him through the chain link. It never occurred to me it could actually be true. Tom was dead. That's what they told me.
I know, it's a lot to deal with.
You think? For years, I pray Tom's alive. Now, you tell me he is, but he's turned into some kind of monster.
I didn't say that.
Yes, you did. Brainwashed. That was the word you used. Planning an attack on his own country.
Well, that's what we believe.
So I don't know whether I should be celebrating or putting my son and I into witness protection.
What we need to do is find him before anything happens. You can help with that.
How could he be alive all these years and not call? When you say he's changed, that's the only reason I believe you.
Carrie, can you send in Mrs. Walker, please?
He needs your help in there. Do you think you can do that?
Helen nods, and Carrie shows her into David's office. Carrie shuts the glass door, watching Helen for a moment. Brody's with Saul.
Chairman, you said Walker died in the middle of the night.
He was killed, yes.
Saul continues flicking through the file.
Beaten to death?
I didn't see it. I heard it. But it was pretty clear.
And they made you bury him?
Yeah, outside the compound. Just like I said in my original debrief and 100 times since. So you want to tell me what this is all about?
I'm just reconfirming.
Oh, that's why they told me to drop everything and rush in here.
Well, his wife. Widow. She's trying to close a file. Just trying to oblige.
Like I said, mostly we were kept apart. All I know for sure is he's dead.
Saul stares at him.
Thanks. I got what I need.
Thanks very much.
Brody gets up and strides out past Carrie, who's waiting for him. She hurries after him.
I didn't say anything.
Oh, so it's just a coincidence that I've been dragged in here to go over Tom Walker's death just 2 days after I told you I killed him?
I didn't tell them what you said. I would never do that.
Then why am I here?
I can't say.
Oh, sure. Of course not.
I can't.
You know, for somebody who lies all the time, I think you'd be better at it.
Brody.
Oh, please, just stop.
I'm sorry.
You don't fucking mean to get information. Is that part of the job description? Or do you get a promotion for showing initiative?
The lift door closes, and Carrie turns to see Saul coming out towards her.
What's that about?
Nothing. He's mad about having to answer the same questions over and over.
Okay.
He is. What?
I think I got a lead on Tom Walker. Interested? Come on.
The United States flag flies outside Brody's home. He steps through the front door. He heads through the living room and into the kitchen, where Jessica's busy loading up the dishwasher. He drops his keys down onto the side.
They called me back to Langley. Answer more questions about Tom. Again.
You don't have to explain where you were.
Brody steps over to her.
Jess? You have every right to be mad at me. I know I've been impossible. And I know I can't just vanish for 2 days without hurting you all.
After 8 years, what's 2 more days?
Well, what's that supposed to mean? You don't even care? Because I do.
Jessica puts her hand on her hip, thinking for a moment, then looks at him.
Brody, I hung on for 6 years. 6 years after they told me you were dead. 6 years after a Marine came to the door and said they were going to start paying death benefits. I waited for you because I wanted so much for you to be alive. Then I screwed up. I didn't wait long enough. I screwed up. I can't keep paying for that.
You don't have to.
I can't.
She turns away, wiping her eyes.
Damn it. Chris will be home soon.
It's not your fault. None of it is. That's what I'm trying to tell you. And I don't want everything to fall apart.
She looks up at him through teary eyes, and he nods.
Remember what you said about Walker when we found out he was watching his son? You said his family was his Achilles heel. That's what got me thinking about this.
About what exactly?
His son's spots him at school. I thought maybe he'd try some other form of contact, and I think he did.
Okay, press enter. It's right there. Okay. Phone records?
Helen Walker's phone records. Galvez got them for me. Turns out there's something very interesting about him. Look at the timestamps.
8:10, 8:08, 8:14, 8:11.
All on weekdays. Made from various disposable cell phones.
So wait, Walker's been talking to his wife?
Oh, that's the point. At 8 a.m., she takes the kid to school. The calls come in when she's not there. Listen.
What is it?
Just listen.
Please leave a message after the tone with your name and address and the time you called and the date and why you called and for who and when.
And we'll call you back.
Depending on your answers.
His Achilles heel. He calls just to hear their voices.
Who does? You can say he's cleared. This is Special Agent Hall, our FBI liaison on the Walker Task Force.
That phone message. It's Walker's wife, Helen, and his son, Lucas. He calls when he knows they won't be there.
Why?
Well, like Saul said, just to hear their voices on the answering machine, to feel like he still belongs. This is how we find Walker. We get Helen to pick up one morning. She draws him out while we track the GPS.
Well, how was her state of mind? Think she can handle it?
I can get her there.
That's your plan. You wait for him to call and then cross your fingers that the wife doesn't sink this whole mess by saying something she shouldn't? I mean, we have a critical situation here. A Marine sniper. Turned by Abu Nazir, on U.S. soil, targeting his own country.
Yeah, that's what we told you.
Agent Hall has a suggestion how to proceed.
I was just telling the assistant director exactly how we tracked down Whitey Bulger.
Right, you put ads on TV.
We took the lead. We enlisted the public. What I'm saying is there's things to do besides sitting here waiting for him to call us.
Like you did with Whitey Bulger?
Exactly.
Who it took you 20 years to find?
Okay, so we all know each other. Walker's out there. We need to find him fast. Assess what our approach should be. I'd like a recommendation on my desk in 2 hours. Agent Hall.
David and Special Agent Hall leave. The Brodies are playing cards.
Somebody gonna get that?
How about you?
I'm not getting it. I'm winning.
Not anymore.
Watch this.
No!
Well, I'm out. I'll get it.
Where are all these aces coming from?
Hello? Mrs. Gaines. All right, Elizabeth? Uh-huh.
There's Mrs. Gaines.
Yes, of course.
You know that lady at church with the chauffeur?
No, I didn't know.
What's the chauffeur again? Like, one of those little dogs?
Uh-huh.
I swear to God, you're like a half idiot, half moron.
Dana.
Yeah.
Well, seriously.
I'll ask. She said she invited us to a party tomorrow night?
Oh, she did. I forgot to get back to her.
I'm supposed to tell you we're going to look back on it as the party of the year.
What does that mean? I don't know. Do you want to go?
We don't have to.
Are you just joking? Elizabeth Gaines promises the party of the year and you're actually thinking about not going. Well, I'm going if you're not.
Okay.
Oh, we'd love to. Thank you. Wow. But thank you very much. She's sending a car. Round 7.
Car?
Dad, when something good happens, you just gotta learn to say yes.
I've never heard you say anything remotely nice about Elizabeth. How can we suddenly have to go to one of her parties?
Because the alternative is sitting here watching you pack.
I have to.
No, you don't.
I leave the day after tomorrow.
You don't have to leave. That's my point. All your friends will be there.
I know.
Well, you can explain to them the necessity of this precipitous departure. Because
so,
I can't for the life of me. After 25 years together, I don't understand.
This is how you're going to be because I can't take a whole evening of it.
I want to be this way whether we go or not. Difference is, Elizabeth, they'll be serving champagne.
Okay, we go, for old time's sake, but my flight does leave the next morning.
Right.
And I'm going to be on
right,
it.
Right. I heard you.
Saul opens the door to Carrie.
What?
Are you okay?
I'm a little busy, actually.
Can I come in?
Saul gestures, and she steps inside.
Estes put me in charge of the task force.
Congratulations.
Yeah, to you. It was on your recommendation. And because of the phone idea, which was also yours, but somehow became mine when you handed it to me today.
This can't wait.
No. Saul, you look out for me. You always have. And you saw me arguing with Brody earlier today. I wasn't honest with you about that.
Yeah. I kind of got that.
When the surveillance on Brody was shut down, I contacted him. Personally.
How personally?
At a support group first. And then we saw each other a few times. Look, I was chasing the wrong guy.
Chasing, good word for it.
Well, it's moot now. It's over.
It should never have happened. Do you get that?
Yeah, I do. Why else would I be here? And, like I said, it's over.
She glances at him, quickly looking away.
You okay?
I'll survive.
With any luck, Tom Walker calls his wife tomorrow morning. We track him down, and we're all heroes by noon.
He hugs and kisses her.
Come on. Get some sleep. See you tomorrow.
Morning, and Carrie watches Helen and Lucas head out to the car.
Saul, we're good here. The son's just leaving for school.
Helen Walker?
She seems okay. I was about to give her a last-minute pep talk.
Great, we're good to go then.
You sound jazzed. Better than last night, anyway.
I was weaned on interagency non-cooperation. Nothing makes me happier than seeing the FBI stand around with their dicks in their hands, watching us work.
Lovely.
Helen's come back inside.
They're ready to trace the call.
If it's even him, it will be. When he calls, you need to engage him, keep him talking.
So you can find him? So we can help him.
Is that what everyone on this task force is saying? Let's help Tom Walker?
Helen, it's important you understand he hasn't done anything wrong. Not yet. We're all working to keep it that way. Okay, we're a little early here. Are you set?
Talk to me. What the hell sort of trace is that?
What? Wild routing through a series of numbers. Two continents so far.
Okay, just hit Mumbai. She needs to pick up before it goes to voicemail.
Helen? Helen, you need to get that.
Carrie goes over, picks up the phone, and hands it to Helen with a stern look in her eye. Then she puts on her headphones.
Hello?
Hi, this is Diane. Do you need your carpets professionally steamed clean?
Okay, cut this, please.
Well, we have a special offer just for you. Right now, you can get up to 5 rooms...
Cut it. Thank you. Reset, please.
Carrie pulls off her headphones and takes the phone from Helen, who suddenly breaks down.
There, say you can do it.
I can't. I don't even know what to say.
He misses you. And Lucas, that's why he calls. You need to show him you feel the same way.
How? By saying I gave up, got remarried?
No. By saying you've told Lucas about him. You've shown him pictures. Enough that he actually recognized him. You've kept him alive in your son's thoughts. When Tom calls, tell him that.
Helen nods. They both look at the phone, then Carrie nods at Helen. Helen picks it up.
Hello?
Helen's face falls and she holds the phone close to her chest.
Fuck, he hung up.
I don't see any GPS data. Tell me we have something.
Signal originated at cell towers in Northeast DC. Call was most likely made within a mile there.
So what do we have on street cams in the area?
Ivy City, coverage is sketchy.
Well, let's see it, come on. Where's facial recognition? There you go. Again.
Tom quickly takes the SIM card out of his mobile. He's sitting outside a homeless shelter. He looks at the dollar bill with the key attached, which has an address written on it, Wicker Avenue Storage. He pulls off the key, grabs his bag, gets up and walks off. At Brody's house, Chris is staring out of the window.
Chris, what are you doing?
I don't want to miss the car.
It's a hired driver. He'll come to the door. It's not like he's trying to avoid detection.
Have you noticed?
What?
They're not fighting.
A limo pulls up outside.
He's here.
Mom! Dad! The driver's here! Sweet! Come on, check it out!
Brody and Jessica come in. Brody's smart in his uniform, and Jessica's wearing a sleeveless purple dress.
So, how do we look?
Swear to God, I must be adopted.
Mira comes into the living room, where Saul's sitting deep in thought.
You look beautiful.
You can stop staring now.
I'm not.
Yes, you are. I can feel it. So do you, by the way. You look handsome.
Who's going to tell me that when you're halfway around the world? We're chasing this guy at work. 20 of us from Langley plus the FBI. He's got this fatal flaw, this weakness we're trying to exploit. Carrie calls it his Achilles heel.
What is it?
Saul opens the front door.
Loves his wife.
They head out. A limo pulls up in the driveway of Elizabeth Gaines' mansion. Saul and Mira step inside, where people are milling around and chatting.
Right here. There she is.
They head over to Elizabeth.
So, Mira, good to see you two together, finally. Must be great to have her back.
Hope she never leaves.
He's even crankier than usual when you're gone. Do us a favor, stay put this year.
Is that Vivian? Excuse me.
Well, did I accidentally hit a nerve?
Accidentally? I doubt it.
Well, I may have heard rumors. Oh my God, look at them. Excuse me. Don't you look lovely?
Thank you.
Thank you for sending the car. You didn't have to.
Oh, well, I wanted to be sure you actually made an appearance. Saul? Do you know Saul?
Yes. Yes, we've met. A
couple times.
This is my wife, Jessica.
Saul Berenson.
Hi. The bars are there. Grab a drink and I'll introduce you around.
Thank you.
Brody and Jessica walk off, and Saul looks at Elizabeth.
Elizabeth? You have that look.
Well, they are perfect, aren't they?
For what? What are you up to?
He's been poking around about Brody ever since he became the poster child for DOD. Have some plan in the works for him.
Oh, I have a plan for everyone. You know that.
You're grooming him. For what exactly?
By the end of the evening, you just might find out.
Nighttime. Carrie looks up to see Helen come downstairs.
All tucked in, finally. I've never heard so many reasons not to go to bed.
He's not even asleep yet. Matt's up there reading to him right now.
He seems very devoted to your son. Matt does. You were lucky to find him.
Yeah, I was. Very. And despite everything, being married to Tom, that was lucky too. I mean, having him in my life those years before he left.
She looks at Carrie.
What about you?
Me?
Who's in your life?
Carrie looks uncomfortable.
No, I met somebody. I don't think it's gonna work out.
So that's what we're tasked with, my squad, to safeguard this artwork, I guess you call it. It's in the one presidential palace that's still held by the enemy. So we shoot our way into the palace, we engage multiple targets down this long hall, we finally get into the room where this is, this national treasure we've risked our lives for, this solid gold bust of Saddam, and somebody's already replaced it with a Mr. Potato Head.
Brody catches Jessica's eye across the room.
Excuse me, gentlemen, for one second.
Thank you. Would you excuse me?
They meet up.
Okay, I have to ask.
I know what you're gonna say.
So I'm not imagining. Everyone's
being really nice to us, yes.
This is weird. That guy.
Head of the Democratic National Committee.
His wife practically jumped me. She said, I want you to think of me
as your new best friend.
Exactly. What's going on?
I don't know. Can I get some air?
Yes.
Elizabeth comes to sit next to Saul.
What are you thinking about?
Thinking about all the things that happen in people's lives. Pull them together and split them apart. A million little events. Coincidences. Outside forces.
Mira leaves tomorrow, right? I've been there myself, Saul. 3 times. I know what it looks like, what it feels like. If you ever need to talk to somebody, believe it or not, I'm a good listener.
The head of the Democratic National Committee looks at her and taps his watch.
You know, you were asking what Brody's being groomed for. You're about to find out. Make yourself useful. Get the Brodies to the library.
Capitol Hill is calculating the political fallout following the press conference by 8th District Congressman Richard Johnson, caught in a sexting scandal, sending nude and semi-nude pictures of himself to a number of congressional interns, charges he vehemently denies.
This is a setup, a persecution. The facts will show these accusations to be completely without merit. My wife and I are going to get through this together, and no, I have absolutely no intention of deserting my office or the voters who put me there.
The congressman pledged to disprove the allegations and serve out his term. House Minority Leader Ellen Randle expressed disappointment at the news and has called for an ethics committee investigation to determine whether any other violation or how
he'll be gone in 2 days.
Randle refused to.
I have an idea who might replace him.
Scandal on Johnson's status as
Saul looks over at the Brodies.
Has been a fierce opponent.
Then Saul turns and leaves the room, where everyone's gathered to watch the TV.
And drone strikes in the Middle East.
Brody and Jessica are in a limo on the way home.
Dick Johnson, really?
That's his name.
Well, okay, you should think about changing it if he's going to be doing stuff like that.
Yeah, you're drunk.
Not as drunk as I bet Dick Johnson is right now. You saw how everyone was looking at you, right?
They were looking at you.
They were looking at you.
Suddenly, her expression becomes serious.
This was a really nice date, Sergeant Brody. He showed me a really good time.
She turns away, resting her head against his shoulder.
Dick Johnson.
Brody's smile disappears, and he looks out of the car window, deep in thought.
Wow. My feet are killing me. Oh,
how was it?
Fancy.
You guys said you'd be in bed by 11.
It's Ice Age, Mom.
Well, I think I missed this one.
Not one. You missed, like, three.
What's wrong with the elephant?
It's a woolly mammoth, Dad.
Shh.
What? There, move over. I'm coming in. Oh.
He snuggles up to Dana on the floor, while Jessica goes to sit with Chris on the sofa.
Make the popcorn. I have some of this.
He chews on it, while Dana smiles beside him. Helen answers the phone in the middle of the night.
Hello? Tom, is that you?
Tom's looking at his mobile.
Tom?
Lucas said he thought he saw you. At his school.
Holy shit.
Carrie wakes up to her phone.
Hey, Carrie, we're live.
You sure?
Yeah.
I didn't hear it ring. Notify the FBI team on the ground and catch me in.
She runs upstairs to Helen's room.
Where's Helen?
I don't know.
Saul, we're on. Get up.
I'm Carrie. I'm up.
Saul gets up from the floor of his bedroom. Carrie strides into the kitchen.
No GPS data.
Phone must have it locked.
We'll get past it, so I'm not just guessing here.
Okay, I'm on it.
Carrie spots Helen in the garden.
You don't have to say anything. I know you're listening. I can feel you there.
Okay, I think we're there. Got it.
Attack one. Immediate left onto New York Avenue. Proceed 5 blocks, then left.
And I need you to know that I never gave up on you.
I never lost hope. But Lucas, he was getting so big. And a boy needs a father, that's what you always said. And it wasn't enough me raising him on my own.
Not if he was to have a future. Our son. But I never stopped loving you. Never. Not for 1 second. And when Lucas said he thought he'd seen you that day at his school, my heart was so glad. Just the thought of it was a miracle. And I don't care why you're back. I don't. Just that you are.
She turns to look at Carrie.
Oh, baby, I've done a horrible thing.
No, Helen, no,
the
don't.
Trace
don't.
You gotta
get out of here! You hear me? Get out now!
Tom drops his phone and runs just before a car pulls up. He heads down an alleyway and climbs up a drainpipe and onto the roof of a building. Attack team chase him.
Patch me into the attack team.
Okay, you're connected.
Do not lose the target.
He's not the target, he's my husband!
Tom jumps down onto a street and runs.
Okay, what's your position?
Okay, straight, pushing east. He's moving towards the rail yard.
Negative. That position would be too exposed.
We've got a siding.
No, he'll stay where there's cover.
Tom takes out an FBI agent.
Hello?
He grabs his gun.
Gavis, what just happened?
I'm not sure. I think TAC-1 is down.
Where?
Tom jumps into an alleyway.
What is his position?
Mount Olivet Street.
Olivet.
Okay, they're on him.
Following.
An FBI vehicle is coming towards Tom, but he veers off to a door.
Target in sight!
No, wait.
What do you mean?
He barges into a building.
They need to flank him on the next street. Contain him, but stay back.
The FBI move in.
Galvez, tell me you copy.
It's too late. They're in.
They head inside the darkened building, shining their torches round. As they move further inside,
run!
The FBI follow down a passageway into a mosque. They've shot dead two men.
FBI! Do not move! Show me your hands! Show me your hands now! FBI! Do not move! Do not move! Do not move!
Carrie stands in the darkness on Helen's lawn. Turns a corner into a darkened street. It drives on towards a crowd of angry men gathered round a police car waiting outside the mosque. The car pulls to a halt, and David gets out. Walking straight past the angry crowd, he heads into the mosque. Inside, Carrie and Saul are looking at the two dead bodies, which have been covered with sheets.
Anyone care to tell me what happened?
The TAC team followed Walker here. Two casualties. Local Muslims here for morning prayer. We cleared the building, including the imam.
I think I saw him outside. Looked very unhappy.
Walker assaulted our team leader. He took his weapon. Operating theory is that he fired first.
That's very much in dispute.
Where's Walker?
We're looking.
Meaning you have no idea.
We were right on top of him. We'll find him again.
It better be soon.
Walker's at a storage facility. He unlocks a unit, slides up the door, and turns on the light. He steps inside and slides the door shut behind him. The unit's empty, but for one black case at the far end. Tom goes over and opens it. Inside are the components of a sniper rifle.
This is a nightmare.
I couldn't agree more.
Suggestions?
The way I see it, we're down to one option. We go public about Walker. Appeal for help finding him.
And what about what happened here?
Call him a terrorist. What happened here won't matter much.
So?
Saul thinks for a long moment.
I'll draft the language.
Let's regroup at Langley. The sooner we get this done, the better.
David heads out. Saul goes over to one of the bodies, crouches down beside it, and lifts up the white sheet. In bed, Brody picks up his mobile.
Who is it?
It's okay. Go back to sleep.
He gets up. Brody steps outside the house where Carrie's waiting.
What are you doing here?
There's something you need to know.
Not at 6 a.m.
Tom Walker is alive.
You're lying.
No.
It's not possible.
It's true.
I killed him with my own hands, just like I told you.
No. Abinazir made you think you did. There's a manhunt on for Walker. He's somewhere in the area. We're going public with the information in a few hours. I thought you deserved to hear it first. I wanted to tell you at Langley, but I couldn't. It was still classified. But I need you to know that I did not betray your confidence to anyone. I would never do that.
Brody nods.
I knew for a fact an American POW was turned. I didn't know Walker was still alive any more than you did. Don't hate me because I thought it was you.
I don't hate you. You just did what you had to. Just did your job.
No, it wasn't just my job.
Jessica comes out onto the front porch, and Brody turns to look at her. Then he looks back at Carrie. Carrie raises her eyebrows, and as Brody heads back over to his wife, Carrie turns away. As Carrie goes back to her car, the Brodies head back inside. Carrie opens the car door and gets into the driver's seat.
Mira! So sorry. We had a severe meltdown. Two innocents were killed. Muslims waiting for morning prayers. I got him. No, it's not okay. I said I'd be here to make breakfast, take you to the airport.
I'm already late.
I'm here.
It's better I take a cab.
You know how far it is from here to Delhi? 7,503 miles.
Well, we're still going to talk.
Sure. I'll text you. Please don't do this.
When I woke up this morning, Saul, you were gone. And it hit me that there hasn't been one day since I've been home that you were there at night and then you were still there the next morning. And I couldn't even remember. When was the last time you were home for 12 straight hours? And I don't think you could remember either.
She looks at him tearfully.
It's my weakness. Achilles heel. Every time they call me, I go.
Mira manages a weak smile. Then she puts her arms around him and hugs him tightly.
I'm gonna miss my plane.
She gets into the back of the cab and looks out of the window at him as the car pulls away. As the cab picks up speed, in the back, Mira's emotions overwhelm her. Saul stands alone outside his house. Then he turns and heads up the path to the front door, walking with a slow, defeated air. Carrie's in Saul's office.
First news reports about Walker hit the air less than 5 hours ago. We've already had nearly 2,000 sightings. All of them probably nothing. If I'm Walker, I'm burrowing into my hole right now. Carrie. We're gonna have tips a mile deep by morning. Be tough to wade through. Need to prioritize.
I had a kind of epiphany today.
About Walker?
I wish. No, about me.
Saul looks interested.
I'm gonna be alone my whole life, aren't I?
Saul just looks at her. The two sit on either side of Saul's desk, in silence. A car pulls up in the darkness. It's the car with diplomatic plates. The headlights go out, and the man with the beard gets out and walks up the steps of a large house. He lets himself into a darkened hallway, shuts the door, turns on the light, and switches off the alarm.
Fault Zone 2.
He looks up the stairs. He puts down his case and glances around warily. A chandelier glints in the half-light. Slowly, the man walks down the hallway. He sees that the television's on, and someone's sitting, hidden in an armchair, watching it.
Vet. The FBI called Walker a credible threat with ties to subversive elements.
Right here in D.C.
That's correct.
Walker.
It suggests there's a.
Are you crazy?
Operating in Washington.
The entire country is looking for you. You can't be here.
You people told me Walker was dead.
I don't.
Brody pins him against a wall.
My friend. You told me I killed him. You made me believe!
I don't know! Really, you have to talk to Abu Nazir!
Come through talking with Nazir. And you can tell him that. Tell him it's over.
Brody heads out, leaving the man gasping for breath on the floor.